remote checking in from ZCon 4 in Barcelona. I am joined by Paul Poy from Edge. Paul, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Good event.
Yeah.
Great meeting some people. Some people new and some people from way back. And it's been a great event to go to. I love these a little bit smaller, intimate events.
Yeah.
It's just the right size.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, so before we like dive into this, I think it's always good to provide an introduction, like say an introduction on yourself, like what you're working on, and then why you're at ZCon.
Yeah, so my name is Paul Poy. I'm CEO and co-founder of Edge. Our company's been in the crypto Bitcoin industry since like 2014, originally building a Bitcoin wallet that was focused on payments. And then pivoted to Edge in 2018 to build more of a multi-asset app, admittedly more focused on exchange and DeFi functionality. But amidst all of that, we've always been a company focused on privacy. Originally as a Bitcoin wallet, we had worked with, for some people that may go back way back, we had worked with Amir Taki to contribute to the LibBitcoin project, which was actually an open source re-implementation from scratch of a Bitcoin full node.
Oh, very cool.
In a modular way that had some privacy features such as coin join and stealth addresses. So that was on the roadmap before we pivoted to Edge. We realized a lot of the limitations of doing that on Bitcoin, and so we never ended up doing any of that kind of privacy stuff on Bitcoin. But as soon as we had built Edge, we built it obviously in a way that was much more multi-asset friendly, in a language that would let us incorporate other assets. And you know, although I'm here at ZCon, at the time we could not integrate Zcash. The ecosystem was not ready for us to do so. We were the first multi-asset app to incorporate Monero.
Well, very cool.
And it was well appreciated by the community, and still one of our biggest core group of users comes from, you know, the Monero community. We can tell from at least the exchange volume. What brings us to ZCon? We're, as I said, very passionate about privacy. We have more privacy protocols integrated in our app, and Zcash itself has easily the most bulletproof, hardened privacy tech of the entire ecosystem. And what I really want to see and, you know, do here is help drive usability, because it, while it has the best tech on privacy, it has admittedly what I think is the worst usability. So I'd love to drive better usability to Zcash to really blend the best of both worlds.
So let's dive into that. First, Amir Taki is now working on something called DarkFi. Everyone should check out DarkFi.
Absolutely, check it out.
It's freaking cool. It's awesome. And they're a great community really driving forward.
They need to come something like ZCon. They were supposed to speak at Monerotopia, by the way.
Yeah.
Come out.
And one thing I like about DarkFi is there is a barrier of entry to really like kind of get in. Like you have to like download their software, then like enter their IRC chat. Like they have a Telegram, but like there is like this, you have to be extremely interested to kind of like enter that. So I think that's a really cool way to kind of find the people who really want to contribute.
For the people from the contribution side, I think it's a fair barrier. Obviously, once you want to get it out to the users, then you've got to eliminate all those barriers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you don't get adopted. In a way, Edge was trying, Edge at the time when we launched the company, it was called Airbits. We were trying to be Amir's dark wallet for the masses.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
Right? You know, we had brighter colors, friendlier, you know, marketing and visuals and icon, and you know, nowhere did it say the word dark or anonymous, blah, blah, blah. But we were trying to bake in a lot of the privacy stuff that you just wouldn't get in the average wallets. So, it didn't pan out. And really, I just think Bitcoin just isn't capable of it.
Okay.
Especially now that it's ossified and won't put stuff into layer one. And now we're looking at things like Zcash.
So with things like Zcash, let's dive into that usability side. Right. So I wouldn't call myself a member of the Monero community, but I definitely use Monero. I really am inspired by like a lot of the things they're working on. Do you think Zcash's the issues that it sometimes has with the usability, is it a technical limitation? Is it kind of like community consensus around maybe holding it instead of trying to spend it? Why do you think Monero, for example, is arguably more widely adopted than Zcash?
Yeah. Clearly, it's not more widely adopted because it's more private, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Clearly, like we know that the Monero community knows that too. They know the flaws in the privacy of Monero. Fundamentally, I think it's more widely adopted because it is very much easier to use on at least two fronts. The main front is privacy by default.
Okay.
So there is one address format in Monero, and there is no having to guess: is this transparent? Is this a Z address? Is this a unified address? If it's unified, am I sending to a transparent? you know, or am I receiving in my transparent because I have a transparent in my unified versus one that only has a Z? You can see this is kind of going down crazy now, like rabbit hole confusion for the non-ZCon attendee, right? As a ZCon attendee, we're in that small little echo chamber of
0.1 per 0.5 people.
It, of course we know what a 0.3. T versus Z address is and the ramifications. And so Monero got that piece right. It's just everything is private. You've got one address format. There is 100% compatibility across any wallet, payment processor, exchange that supports Monero. Okay. That's a first level that is just unarguable. And I saw the same challenge in the Bitcoin ecosystem, which has no privacy, but has now counting one, two, four address formats in Bitcoin. All right, two are by and large very compatible. The one address and the three address, the multi-sig, but you know the BEC32 and Taproot addresses are still not widely interchangeable and compatible across wallets. So, you know, pretty much address format, simple as that. Huge friction.
So I guess a recommendation then is if Zcash doesn't deprecate T addresses at the protocol level, is there something that application developers can do to mitigate those types of security risks?
I mean, there's the one thing they can do is what Edge did is we just simply don't allow T addresses.
You just say we're going to be Z address.
We're going to be address only.
Yeah, and then at this point, it's like only Z, like
you Z to Z, everything's a Z address.
Well, the other thing too is, if I'm understanding this correctly, if you get into some of the other Zcash wallet applications, you can make your unified address only your shielded addresses. So when you're receiving, you can only receive to your
correct.
Sapling and Orchard
address.
But that even has like some privacy leakage because if you're transferring from Sapling to Orchard, there's some privacy.
I think that's an accepted one, right? That's no more privacy leakage than probably the combination of what Monero already requires to have a good user experience. Now, unified addresses are kind of mandatory now because not only is there transparent Z addresses, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but now there's also Sapling versus Orchard addresses.
Yep.
And so even if you're fully private, you still have to deal with two different address formats.
Exactly.
So now unified addresses are mandatory to reconcile all of those differences. So I think they went in the right direction, but they did it a right direction, which is just duct tape over, you know, duct tape, right? So there was what I think is still relatively an unfortunate decision made early on, which now required this bandage on top. I think going forward, you know, once it gets all laid out, as long as they don't make any other drastic changes, we're okay. But now we've got just got this legacy stuff and just like technical debt, you have to deal with it for some period of time where you can deprecate and be done with it.
Exactly. Right? So it's just about, as we're in this like potential interim phase where we might deprecate G addresses one day, and that's an argument we probably need to present in the community. It's kind of like, let's not make any more radical changes now and make sure that the applications are implementing these features.
Yeah, you pretty much see wide support of unified addresses before the address problem goes away.
Okay.
Right, and then it could take a while.
Do you think there's a cultural element to all of this? Like, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, I haven't been to a Monero conference. I spoke at Monerotopia virtually this year. But I see when the Monero community goes to conferences, like the transactions kind of like spike really high because they're all interacting and using it peer-to-peer.
They're literally using it. And
Do you think that's also a cultural thing that Zcash might need to change? And what would you recommend for people that want to use Zcash?
No, I think the people here want to transact in Zcash.
Okay.
They want to go out to the dinners and pay each other back in Zcash.
Yeah, as we were last night.
Exactly. They want to do all those things. But, you know, like, I sat at dinner, I said, sure, pay me in Zcash, here's my address. I'm willing to take it and have no idea if I received it because I'm waiting for my wallet to sync.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to trust because these are people I know that, they're right.
It happened to me last night because you're on like an international data plan and your wallet's not syncing as fast. It's really slow syncing. And then I have to like wake up this morning and sync it. And
I go, oh, okay.
I'm like, okay, I got the $30 worth of Zcash.
Exactly. You mentioned you had, you know, virtually attended Monerotopia. If you were physically at Monerotopia, there were merchants all over the conference
accepting,
and many of them were accepting Monero, and so people were paying with Monero, and that likely wouldn't have worked with Zcash because these merchants wouldn't have sat there waiting for their wallet to sync to determine if they received money.
Yeah,
that wouldn't have been really acceptable to them. So there lies what I think is point two,
okay,
which is the speed of syncing, being able to send your money, being able to detect your money, and that's easily the biggest thing that has to be resolved. Outside of the address format. I think the address format is one of those, you need to resolve it. You already have the solution with unified addresses, but it just needs to get adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So the like ECC team and Zcash Foundation have kind of put forward and put priority on developing that solution to the address problem, and it just needs adoption. Okay. The syncing problem, one of my biggest concerns is it's not even on the roadmap to fix. I did get out of a promising, you know, discussion with Nate Wilcox, who you, I think you were just chatting with, and was made aware that they're at least aware of a solution. Like, they did a little research and they're aware of a solution, which is akin to one that the Monero team already has on the roadmap.
Okay.
So they're aware of one, but they have not at all put it on any kind of schedule or put any dev resources on, like, hey, we should implement this. And this is my screaming at the top of the roof thing, like, you know, house is on fire, do it ASAP.
Because this is, in your mind, and I guess, I mean, I would agree with you on this, it's like, if we can fix the mobile application experience relative to Zcash and privacy, then we this, really start to see this thing have a lot of adoption.
I don't see any advantage to Monero on a user experience or privacy side if you fix this one thing, right? You fix this one, unified addresses are already going to take care of the address problem. Okay. Just need wallets to adopt it, and they're doing that, right? Like, it's on our roadmap to do. But without this instant sync, I call this zero sync, like no sync, meaning as soon as you launch a wallet, the only thing the wallet has to do is go and ask for its transactions from a node or a server, and it gets its transactions. There's no per block. The point being is, no matter how long you've been offline, has no bearing on how quickly it takes to get your most recent info.
Yep.
All right. So you could go to a completely different phone, and it takes just as long to sync as if you're on the same phone.
That would be, I mean, that's an issue, right? Because sometimes I do go maybe 7, 8, 9 days without using Zcash.
That's good. A lot of a month.
Yeah, I'm like using, but it's because I'm using other stuff, right? Like
exactly.
I like to use, I use Lightning to purchase a lot of things. I use Monero as well. Just because there's a little bit more options out there to do those things. But at the same time, right, if I open my Zcash wallet after 9 days, it's a relatively long time.
Exactly.
And that's not even dealing with someone who's trying to maybe restore a wallet who might not have used it in a year. It's just like, it becomes a user experience where people start to think,
this is not a usable tech.
Well, it's not even that. People think they lost their money sometimes. They're like, oh, I can't see the funds updated, and like, what's going on? I'm a little bit scared.
Was this a scam that I got, you know, suckered into?
Exactly. And I think if we just fix those things at a UX level,
it's a big... And these are not at the UX level. These are literally at the protocol level.
Sorry. Yeah.
But no, you're right. It affects the UX. So yeah. You're right. It's at the UX level, but it can't be fixed at the UX level.
Yep.
Affects the UX, but it has to be fixed at the protocol level. And this is one that, you know, Monero partially did. So the difference in mentality between the communities that I've sensed is that the Monero community is willing to make, they have a different balance of UX to privacy.
Okay.
There's some privacy compromises at the benefit of UX that they're willing to take and then improve the privacy. Whereas Zcash said, let's go privacy all out and then compromise it later for UX. And I think the challenge there is, if you go privacy outright, no one's using it, right? So who are you protecting?
To use.
Whereas if you start with UX first, you have a few people using it. As it starts hitting more critical mass, your privacy is improving alongside with, you know, the need for a stronger level of privacy. So that being seeming like a cultural difference between the two, and if you're looking at it as a race between the two, clearly the focus on UX seems to have been a better choice.
Yeah,
you wouldn't know at the very beginning, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you might think like, oh, everyone cares about just absolute privacy,
mm-hmm.
but at least historically, it looks like that would be kind of the better choice.
I mean, that's a really interesting point. And also from a UX perspective as well, like with lack of unified address adoption, users have that. They're signing, like they're entering a social contract of, I am purchasing or acquiring Zcash to have more privacy. And then they would draw the address and they don't get it. So now they're entering a social contract that's been broken.
Totally broken. Yeah.
So I guess things that I'm taking away from this chat is that the Zcash community needs to make changes at the protocol level to enable better user applications and also focus on seeing applications adopt unified addresses to ensure the security of users.
Yeah, and I think unified addresses are on the address front, if you wanna talk true privacy, are only half the problem. So if you have a wallet that supports unified addresses and it supports T addresses and Z addresses in it, which will give you better compatibility with apps that only can send to a transparent address, Yep. You need to have, you know, both embedded in the unified address. Well, the problem now is you receive into transparent, and now your privacy is gone for those funds. So the auto shielding, which is another piece that ECC had worked on, is also necessary.
Yep.
Which means that you need to auto shield that money as soon as you receive it, and then rotate the T address into another address.
Exactly.
Receive, auto shield, rotate. And that's, you know, not the easiest thing to do.
Especially for users who might have not interacted with these protocols.
And from a user experience point of view, there's one unavoidable thing about that, is you will never receive the amount that the person sent. So I sent you one ZEC, you'll receive 0.99 something ZEC, because I, you know, you incur the cost of shielding it.
Exactly.
And that could create an entire user experience problem, especially at point of sale. So if you're at point of sale,
that's a really good point.
You know, you need to receive a specific amount. Someone sends you that incorrect amount, I'll say, sorry, you didn't send enough. I actually don't have a solution to this. I do not know how to solve that other than you wipe out T addresses. So it comes back to the get rid of the damn T address at the end of the day.
I honestly think that's something we could take in, you know, we can take that information on as a community and then start presenting that and presenting arguments for this and say it's just not about even the full-on privacy side of it. It's also really impacting the user experience from like...
It makes the user experience worse when you have the better privacy.
Exactly.
So, yeah, getting rid of, you know, the option of bad privacy makes the privacy better and the user experience better.
No, 100%.
Erotically. And the thing that I'm hoping that is not running through the heads of the community, I remember talking to Zuko about this. I was like, hey, you know, when is it on the roadmap for people to remove T addresses? Like, you know, we bring up the community and they just don't prioritize it. They're not telling us that they want to remove T addresses. And I hope that what's in their head isn't the value of exchange listings. Because we know that the vast majority of the exchanges that support ZEC don't support withdrawing to a Z address. You know, like, what is it, Gemini B?
Gemini is the only one.
Yeah. Is the only one. And so the fear that you would lose exchange support. And, you know, Monero took the stance of like, we don't care, right? We're going to build a product that people want so bad that the exchanges are forced to it. We are not lobbying them to support it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's just a different type of mentality. It's like, it's product first, product first, product first. It's kind of like the startup mentality, product first, the investors come to you.
I think that's a really good way to look at it, because even if we have this potential exchange problem when we deprecate T addresses and we don't have that argument to fall back on, even from a compliance perspective, what I'm kind of arguing for this weekend is like, even if we decentralize accessibility to come in and participate in earning the block reward, then we can create an ecosystem where people are just bypassing the exchanges entirely. So more people are earning newly issued ZEC, they're able to store it, they're able to use it, and then potentially create products and applications that onboard other users. And it's about creating an ecosystem that potentially allows us to bypass.
Or is you start putting engineering into things like cross-chain DEXs.
Exactly.
Supporting Zcash in like a ThorChain. And everybody has the ability to on-ramp onto Bitcoin. And yeah, then now it's one, and then it's one DEX right into Zcash.
Yeah.
Right. So focusing more along those lines versus lobbying exchanges and trying to get support for ZEC and yet another exchange. And like Coinbase was the big deal, right? When it was announced. At the end of the day, it didn't really make a difference in adoption. I don't know. It's hard to say because,
it's hard to say. And also, are we, with all of the issues that have gone on in like the last year with regards to wallets and syncing, if a user went and bought Zcash on Coinbase and then withdrew it to a wallet and had that type of user experience,
did they end up dumping it?
Then they ended up just like, okay, the minute I can get this back on the Coinbase, I'm going to sell it or and exchange it to something else. So
I
totally get that. Yeah, I totally get the argument there. Has it really helped us drive adoption of usage around Zcash? So
yep.
Awesome. Is there any parting thoughts that you have for the Zcash community as we wrap this up?
I think that sums it up pretty darn well. What are kind of like the action items is for, especially the non-technical people, speak up about it. Like speak up, because I honestly do gauge that they are listening. Like the Zcash Foundation, ECC are listening. There just might not enough people speaking up directly to them. It's almost like the elephant in a room.
Yeah.
And you don't want to speak up about it. Like there was a panel of 5 to 6 community advocates. And the final question was, You know, what is the thing you think we should focus on to drive Zcash adoption? And nobody said this. And
I think it's like an elephant in the room. Like I said it last night on a panel when Josh was talking about it. And I was like, if someone withdraws to a T address and they don't mean to, is that breaking the social contract? And it's like, yes, that is a break in the social contract of privacy that we're trying to provide. So I think it might just be an elephant in the room too that people are scared to.
I think people should not be scared.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, the part I'm going to give like the leads of ECC and the Zcash Foundation for is they listen and they take note.
Yeah.
And you just got to be vocal. And so if you feel like this is an, if you disagree with me, then go whatever. You're like, you know, I don't mind waiting 5 minutes for it to sink. And I open my wallet all the time. For those of you that do agree, be vocal about it.
Cool.
Like nothing's going to move unless you're vocal. So that's my parting words.
That's great advice. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thanks for having me. Cool. Appreciate it.